As the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory and honor, which is due your name. Now, Father God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. Spirit of the living God, I thank you for what you are doing and what you are about to do. Father God, we give you glory and honor, which is due your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you please turn up to 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter and the 9th verse. That's 2 Timothy 2 and 9. And it reads as follows: Wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds. But the word of God is not bound. And the NLT version: And because I preach this good news, I am suffering and have been chained like a criminal. But the word of God cannot be changed. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic today is chained but not bound. Chained but not bound. In this scripture, the Apostle Paul was sharing the good news and helping other people. He was put in jail. The closer he got to his destiny, the more obstacles he faced. He was alone in the dungeon. It looked as though God had forgotten him. And that's how some of us may have feel or are feeling on today, like God has forgotten us, that we feel alone and useless. But it is when we feel in a place of loneliness that we are closer to our breakthrough. That is when God is the closest to us. Even though we may not feel him there, God is working behind the scenes. But you see, Paul, he did not feel sorry for himself. No, he didn't. Since he could not go out and speak publicly, he thought, well, no problem, I will start writing. So he wrote nearly half of the books of the New Testament, much of it from the prison cell. Even though he was in chains, his enemies couldn't stop what God wanted him to do. They thought they were stopping him, but they caused his voice to become amplified. Some 2,000 years later, we still feel Paul's influence. What they meant for harm, God used for good. See, Paul expected he would not live much longer, but rather would suffer until the end of Christ. In the contrast to Paul's situation, he rejoices in knowing that the truth of the gospel could not be restrained. This verse continues Paul's sentence from verse 8, noting that the gospel for which I am suffering, he had done nothing illegal except to proclaim Christ. Yet he was bound with chains as a criminal. Paul has already mentioned his chains in 2 Timothy 1:16. But in this particular case, this likely means the literally chains on his hands and or feet was similar to Peter in the books of Acts 12:6. Unlike Paul's first Roman imprisonment, in which he lived in his own apartment for 2 years under house arrest, this imprisonment, which was much more serious, yes it was, Paul expected he would not live much longer, but rather would suffer until the end of Christ. So, the bottom line is this, people of God. No person can stand against our God. No bad break can keep you from your destiny. Nobody can keep you from your destiny unless you allow them to do it. Right in the midst of difficulties, people of God, you can shine. You can be a bright light and have the favor of God upon your life, as Paul did. So in contrast to Paul's situation, he rejoiced in knowing that the truth of the gospel could not be restrained. I don't care what they do to you, what they said about you, even how they held him captive. Some people may have you captive in your spirit, bound up in the spirit realm, but they cannot keep that praise that's down on the inside of you from coming out. You cannot be restrained. Even from his cell and in the chains, Paul communicated God's truth that influenced Timothy, his congregation, and the early churches. They all became a part of the New Testament. And people of God, still today, the word of God given through Paul impacts lives around the world. You are made to impact somebody's life. That's why the enemy come up to you or take you through so much. And when the enemy come up against you, what did the word of God say? He will lift up a standard against him. The enemy cannot bound you as long as you have the word of God inside of you. He cannot restrain you as long as you have a relationship with God. He cannot keep your mouth closed as long as you have had an intimate relationship, and not only a relationship, but an encounter with the Almighty God. Hallelujah. At the name of Jesus, chains are being broken right now because the enemy is trying to keep you bound, keep you in the position to where you will not speak the gospel.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Paul impacted many people's lives around the world. You see, the enemy not going to come against nobody that is not doing anything for God, because he got you exactly where he wants you. But if you are proclaiming God's gospel, look out. The enemy is going to come to get you out of focus, to detour you. But as Hebrews 4 and 12 teaches, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. You see, anytime you have the word of God, it's living. That's why I be telling people all the time, the word is life. And the more you read the word, the more you are awakening your spiritual beings, the more you are awakening your spiritual sense, your spiritual ears have become open, your spiritual eyes have become open, you are gaining more revelation and more knowledge. For the Bible says, study to show yourself approved. You must study. You just can't go to the word of God when you are in trouble. People of God, the more you read the word, the more you will obtain power. The more you read the word, the more you can apply that word to your situation and watch your situation change. Why? Because the word is life. Anything that is dead and you want it to be resurrected, apply the word of God up on it, because it is life, and it will activate that dead thing. It will bring it back to life. You cannot walk around here without reading your word. You cannot even, come on here somebody, have a ministry or preach to somebody or tell about the goodness of God unless you read your word. Because how can you gain a relationship and know God for yourself, huh? Come on here, somebody, unless you study and read your word. I can tell with somebody who is not studying and reading their word. Why? Because if you study and read your word, there is a change that will happen within you. You will not do the same thing you used to do. You will not go the same place you used to go. You will not even speak the same. You will not even walk the same. Because the more the word gets in you, the more the grave clothes are coming off, the more you are getting delivered. The word of God, chains are broken. And once you get that word in you, you got to get it out of you, because you want to tell the good news. See, that's what happened to Paul. They thought they had him bound and chained when he was in prison, but he kept on preaching until he got to a soul. That's what I'm saying. You got to keep on teaching and witnessing to somebody, because when the word find you out, huh? Come on here, somebody. But see, that's what it is today. We need more transparency. We need more transparency. Yes, we do. So we can tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus. You can't be up one day and down the next. Who wants to serve your God when you are up one day, down the next, and you in and out? You live one way on Sunday morning, but then Monday through Saturday you are cussing and you are a partying and everything else and drinking and all that. No.